Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Kedushin Daf Samach Gimel. We begin halfway down Samach Gimel on Aleph with the top Mishnah. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Eugenia Ferdman Gittel Bas Zachariah Tzvi. We're also learning Le'ilu Nishmas Tzvi Ben Yecheskel. All the Shams we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up the middle of Samach Gimel on Aleph with the top Mishnah HaOmer Le'isha. If a man says to a woman, you should be mekudeshes to me, but with the condition, Amenas Adaber Olayich LaShulton, that I will go and speak to the government, I will speak to the sultan, to the ruler, on your behalf, to do you some sort of a favor. I'll be a lobbyist for you and help you out. Now, Rashi explains that here, in addition to doing this work, he is also going to say, I'm giving you a penny. For Omar, as Rashi says in the Gemara Rashis, the way Reish Lakish will understand our Mishnah is he's saying, you're mekadeshli with this pruta al minas, and on also the condition that I will speak to the Sultan. But it's not, as we'll see in the Gemara, just a simple understanding that the amount of work that I'm doing, the lobbying that I'm doing on your behalf, that will be the Kesef Kedushin. No, there's a pruta here, and then there's a condition. That's the way Reish Lakish will understand our Mishnah. So, the man says to the woman, Ariat Mekadeshli, Amanash Abed Adaber Olayich LaShulton, or the Asei Moch Kipol, or that I'll work for you like a poel, like a worker. So, I'll do some work for you. So, again, here, Reish Lakish is going to say, with a penny, and then the condition that I will work for you. So, Diber Olay LaShulton, or the Asei Moch Kipol, if he did what he said he would do, he spoke with the government, he lobbied on her behalf to the Sultan, to the government, or he did work for her, he did a job for her, something that he said he would do for her, so then Mekudeshes, so he fulfilled his condition and she is Mekudeshes. But if not, if he didn't speak to the Sultan, if he didn't do work for her, so then Eina Mekudeshes, then she's not Mekudeshes. Now, why did we explain it the way that we did? We will now understand. The Gemara begins, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, V'hu shenosen lo shav pruta. Reish Lakish explains our Mishnah as saying that there was a shav pruta that he gave to her for the act of the Kesef Kiddushin, and then this was a condition that you will speak on my behalf to the Sultan, or that you will do work for me as a laborer. That was the condition that he would have to fulfill in order for the Kiddushin to take effect. More questions. Why are you saying it that way? It's a little bit like, not direct. Why don't you say it? Why don't we say that the act of lobbying on her behalf, that's worth $100. So that is the Kesef Kedushin, the act of doing the day's work for her, that's $100. So that should be the Kesef Kedushin. So not with money of the lobbying or the work that he did. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, if a person says to a woman, you should be mekudeshes to me, bischar shehi karvticho al chamor, you should be mekudeshes to me for that which I already carried you on my donkey. In other words, for past work that I've done for you. Or shoshavtich the carot, or that I carried you on my wagon. In other words, I gave you a taxi ride, obisvina, or a boat ride. In all of these situations, ain't a mekudeshes. She is not going to be mekudeshes in that situation because she already owes her the money. As Rashi says, kivar nischayvolo, the heavy milva gabba, because this taxi ride that she got, the boat ride that she got, that's worth $100. But he gave her the $100 already when he did that. And therefore, now when he says afterwards, you should be mekudeshes to me, which I previously gave you, that's now a milva. So therefore, you can't be mekadesh with a milva. So that's why it doesn't work. Ain't a mekudeshes. However, if he says in the future tense, b'schar sha'ar kiveh halachamor, I'm going to take you on the taxi, I'm going to take you on my donkey, and I'm going to take you someplace in the future. Or he says, shoshivech b'korin, I'll put you on my wagon, or b'sfino, on my boat. So in that situation, mekudeshes, she would be mekudeshes. Now here it doesn't say with a shava pruta and this condition. Here it says b'feirish, that you will be mekudeshes to me for this work that I'm going to do. So clearly the Braisa says that that is acceptable. Why did Reish Lakish not want to interpret our Mishnah in that way? You're going to tell me, v'chitema, hochanami, you're telling me over here, b'diyav lo shava pruta. You're going to tell me the Braisa also, just like the Mishnah didn't state, here's a shava pruta plus the work that I'm going to do. So maybe the Braisa is saying the same thing like Reish Lakish is interpreting the Mishnah. Therefore, there's no conflict between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Hochanami, b'diyav lo shava pruta, that he gives her a shava pruta, and he says, for the schar that I will take you on the taxi. So the Gemara says, no, bischar come out. Look at the language. It says bischar with the work, the amount of money that you would have to pay me. Sha'ar kivech ala kamar, shoshivech b'karono b'sfina, mikudeshes. So there, it doesn't say with the shavu pruta. The Braisa specifically states that it is without a Shava Pruta. So why is Reish Lakish saying that our Mishnah has to be with the Shava Pruta plus the Essay Machbe Poel, or that I will speak to the Sultan on your behalf? Why is Reish Lakish interpreting the Mishnah differently than the Brisa seems to suggest? Furthermore, the old Tanya, we have another Brisa that says Beferish, Shade Imi Bitzavta the Ekodesh Lecha. If a woman says to a man, listen, I want you to be with me for Tzavta, Tzavis is company, I want you to go and sit with me. Rashi says, Shlo Eshev Yechidi, I shouldn't be alone. I don't want to be alone. And if you stay with me, so then I will marry you. Ekodesh Lecha, I will become Mikudesh to you. Or Tzchok Lufanai, go do some comedy act in front of me. Go make me laugh. Do something funny in front of me. Schok lufana, or recall lufana, dance in front of me. Or I say kadimus hazeh, or make for me a binyan, a building. Rashi says dimus is a binyan, like this. So construct for me something. So in all of these situations, the company, or the joking in front of me, or the dancing in front of me, or the building in front of me, shaman, we evaluate if it's worth the shava pruta. Im yesh bo shava pruta, then mikudeshes. We love and mikudeshes. So we look to see if this schar that he did for her is a shava pruta. Then she is mikudeshes. Again, exactly like we just learned the brisa, that it's the value of that work that he did that we evaluate. So why did Reish Lakish not want to learn our Mishnah in that same way? That's the kash on Reish Lakish. Teyufta de Reish Lakish. Again, v'chitema, you're going to tell me hochanami b'diyav lo shavapruta. You're going to tell me that this Bryce is also where he gave her shavapruta. That's not what it says. V'hashamin oso kamer. It says you have to evaluate whether it's worth the shavapruta. If he gave her a pruta, so then why would you have to evaluate that it was worth the shavapruta? So these two Bryces are a kasha on Reish Lakish, tiyukta the Reish Lakish, and therefore we seem to have slogged up Reish Lakish. Why did you force the Mishnah into learning the way you said that it was with a pruta plus speaking to the Sultan plus doing the work, whereas the two Bryces certainly suggest that just the work itself could be Mikadish the woman? So what does Reish Lakish say? Reish Lakish would answer back. He says, no. Hai Tana Bura, this Tana from the outside, meaning this Tana of the Bryces, definition, bra, outside. They weren't codified by Rebbe into the Mishnayos, so they're all called Braisos. They're outside the codified Mishnayos. They're all Tanoic in nature, but Rebbe didn't give them the same authority as the Mishnayos. Hai Tana Bira, Sabar, he holds, this author of these two Braises holds Eino Lischirus Elabasov. How do we calculate how a person gets paid? So you could say, listen, you're doing $100 work over here, so I only owe you $100 at the very end. If you stop in the middle, I don't owe you anything. Or we could say, no, every second that you work, you're getting another penny, another penny, another penny. Oh, finally, at the end, you get your $100. So that's the possible two ways that you can understand the way we pay a poel. So the Tana of the Brises holds Eino L'Schiros, the work that you're doing, that you're being paid for, is only due to you, Ela B'Sof, is only earned at the end. So if you do 90% of it, you haven't earned 90% of the pay yet. No, you only get paid at the very, very end. And therefore, in this situation, in the two Brises, so it's not a milva. He hasn't earned anything until the very end. And at the very end, therefore, now you're being Makadish to me with this now that you owe me right now. So therefore, the Brises, the two Brises, they hold that the Schiris is only paid at the very end. Everybody agrees you can only collect it at the very end, but when did you earn it? So according to the two Brises, the Tana of the Brises, Tana Bura, he holds that you've only earned that money at the very end. Therefore, the Kiddushin is not a milva, and therefore, you can be Makadish with this work that I'm doing, because right now is when you owe me the money, and right now I'm saying, be Makadish to me with this work that I did for you. The Tana Didon Sava, however, the Tana of our Mishnah, he holds Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchil V'Atzof. He holds, no. When you do 1 second's work, you get 1 second's pay. You do 2 seconds' work, you get the 2nd second's pay. You do the 3rd second's work, you do the 3rd second's pay. So basically, you're earning that money every second along the way. Therefore, at the conclusion of the work, it's all a milva. You've already been owed the 99% of the work that you're doing. And therefore, when you do that last second's work, it's not a shava pruta, and therefore, it's all a milva. And you can't be makadish with a milva. And therefore, that's how Rashi understands this in Dibra Mas, Vushin Osel Pruta. He says, Vama Hiskachili Bipruta Zu Aminas Uchule, Vaha Osel Hashmina, what Reish Lakish is telling us, that Tana Dindad, the Tana of our Mishnah, is the Bishar Dibur, or Bishar Pula, with speaking to the Sultan, or the schar of the pula, the day's work that he's doing for her, lo mikadsha, he can't be mikadisher with that, because the yeshna l'schirus mitzilav yatzof, o milvahu, it is now considered a loan. When he worked for her, he spoke to the Sultan, he did the work, so it's a loan because he already earned that money. And therefore, when Reish Lakish says the Tana of a Mishnah must be giving her a pruta, it's because otherwise it would be a milva, and you can't be Mekadesh with a milva. So therefore, Reish Lakish says there's no stira. It's two different opinions. The Tana of a Mishnah holds, Yesh no l'schirus mitril of yatsof, and the Tana of the Brises holds, Ein l'schirus el besof. No, why did Reish Lakish force the Mishnah into being this machlokis? You could have learned our Mishnah exactly the way you learned the Brises, that it's Ein no l'schirus el besof. Why did he force the Tana of our Mishnah into learning the way he says it is? And he had to give her a Shava Pruta as well, in addition to the work that was being done. He had to give her a Pruta. Why? What made Reish Lakish learn our Mishnah in that somewhat forced way? So Amar Rav, Rav says, because Masnisin Kishise, because the Mishnah was difficult for Reish Lakish to learn it in the same way the Brises will learn. Because my Irya Detani, why did the Mishnah specifically state the word Al Minas? The word Al Minas implies that it's a condition. Nisne, he should have said Bischar, just like the Brises, we pointed out, the Brises says, the Ha Shaman Osa, it said specifically Bischar, or the Ha Shaman Osa, that was the value of the Kiddushin. But our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah didn't say Bischar. Our Mishnah said Al-Minas. Therefore, Reish Lakish was forced into saying, El Shmamino, call Al-Minas, Hecha Diyav Lo Hu. When the Mishnah said Al-Minas, it must be talking about that there was something else. The Pruta that was the Kesev Kiddushin, and the Al-Minas is purely a Tanai. And therefore, it doesn't need to be a Shava Pruta, but he has to do what he said in order to fulfill the Tanai, and therefore he had to speak to the Sultan, or he had to do the day's work in order for the Kiddushin to be Chal, based upon it was a Tanai. But the Kesef Kiddushin was a Shava Pruta, and that's why Reish Lakish felt forced to say that the Tana of a Mishnah holds Yesh L'Schiris Mitchil of Yatsof, and not to say like the Braisa, Ein L'Schiris Ella Libasof. Okay, beautiful little sugya. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us if a person says, Al Minas Shiir Tse Abba, Rashi explains that this is the Ovev Shel Chosan. So the Chosan, the prospective groom, goes to this prospective Kala, and he says, I want you to be with Kadesh as me. He gives her Shava Pruta, but it's with the condition that my father, the Chosan's father, should be willing to accept your being my wife. That he should say, yes, Mazel Tov, I'm happy with your choice of a woman. So in that situation, the condition is that the father has to approve of the wedding. So, Rotzo Ha'av, so then Mikudeshes, V'im Lav, Enu Mikudeshes. So, the father says, yes, she's a beautiful girl, very nice girl, then the Kiddushin takes effect. But if the father says, no, nothing doing, I don't want to have that girl as my daughter-in-law, so then, Enu Mikudeshes, then the woman is in fact not Mikudeshes, because the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. It wasn't Yirtze Abba of the Chosan. Those are the first two parts of the Mishnah, Rotzo Ha'av, and Im Lav, if the father doesn't want it. Then, what happens if Meso'av, if the father died without saying anything about the Kiddushin? That's the way I'll say it right now. Then we'll have a discussion. What does it mean? When did the father die? Before or after he heard about the Kiddushin? So Meso'av, the father didn't say anything about the Kiddushin, so then Harezu Mekudeshes, because the implication is that the father didn't protest the Kiddushin, and therefore we assume that Yitze Abba. Now, Meso'av, if the son dies, so now this woman would be a widow. If in fact there was Kiddushin, so Milam Dinav, we teach the father to protest and say, I don't want this marriage, Lo Mashenu Rotze, and this way she won't be an Amana, she'll never have been married, and this way she'll be in a better position for the future by not having ever been married rather than being an Amana, which may be more difficult for her to find a new Shidduch. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. We just read the words, we didn't really explain it. Now the Gemara is going to go and explain the Mishnah. My, when it said, Al Menas Shiir Tse Abba, what exactly were we talking about? Elaim, the Gemara says, if you tell me, Ad the Omer Abba in, the father has to absolutely say, yes, I am enthusiastic about this Kiddushin. Yes, I want this Kiddushin. So then, keep on reading, Emo Mitziyasa, it said in the third part of the Mishnah, Nesa'av, if the father dies, so then, Harezu Mukudeshes, then we assume that the father agreed to it. But if you're telling me that the father has to say yes, well, lo amar in, he didn't say in over here, he died. It didn't say that he accepted the Kiddushin, he heard about it, but he didn't accept it. He didn't say yes. So we turn to Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Ella, the father must have said, Ella Amanash Yishtok Abba. The condition was that the father shouldn't say anything. As long as he heard about it and he was silent, that's a presumptive acceptance of it. Oh, So then, therefore, when the father dies, so we're assuming he accepted it, he had heard about it, and therefore, it's as if he said, yes, I accept this Kedushin. His silence is essentially stating that, yes, I accept it. But then, wait a second, Amos Sefer, read further. If the son dies, Mesa Ben, we said, let's teach the father that he should say, I don't want the marriage, so this way the woman won't be an Amana, she'll never have been married. Now, how does that work? Am I? If he had heard about it, so his silence is accepting it. So then, how can we teach him, Melamden Esav Lomar Sheino Rotze? So we're going to have two possible terutzim over here. The first one is as follows. Elo Amar Lo. We're dealing here at the end of the Mishnah with a different understanding of the father than in the beginning of the Mishnah. Al Menash Lo Yimcha Abba. We're saying that the last part of the Mishnah, where the father dies or where the son dies, is talking about Al Menash Lo Yimcha Abba. There the condition was that the father didn't protest. If the father died without protesting, so we're pretty sure he ain't going to protest. He's now dead, and he didn't protest till now. And likewise, when the son died, the father hadn't yet said yes, hadn't yet protested. So we teach the father, Melamdin Esa'ab, Lo Marshena Rotze. So we teach him to protest. So the second half of the Mishnah, parts 3 and parts 4, with Mesa'ab, Mesa'ben, so there we're dealing with that the father has to actively protest. So Amanash lo yimcha abba, the kedusha doesn't go into effect if the father protests. But if the father's silent or doesn't know about it, so then the kedusha is chal. Now, the way we explained the reisha was Amanash yishto kabba. So what we have over here is reisha b'chad taima. The reisha is talking about where the father just was silent. So his silence means that he accepts it, yirtza abba. Or if he says, no, I don't accept it, so then he's not silent. He says right away, I don't accept it. So then, ain't a mikudeshes. So the Reish is talking about b'chad taima, amnas sheyishtok abba, whereas umitziyoso v'seifa b'chad taima. And the other parts of the Mishnah, mesa ab, mesa bein, are talking about where the father didn't protest. So there seems to be a dichotomy here in the Mishnah. So I'm Raviyana, yeah, no problem. In that is exactly the only way to understand the Mishnah. Omer Rish Lakish says, what do you see from Rav Yanai? Shmami no de Rav Yanai. For the fact that Rav Yanai says that the Reisha and the Seifa are talking about different conditions over here. First one is Amanash Yishtok Abba. The second one is Amanash Lo Yimcha Abba. That's a little bit difficult, yet it's less difficult than the alternative. Rish Lakish says, we see from Rav Yanai, who prefers to learn it, that the Reisha is talking about Chayat Taima and the Seifa is talking about a different Taima. Is the chkinon umokminon masnisin betray tama? We would much rather establish the Mishnah as talking about two different scenarios over here. Amanash yishtok abba and amanash lo yimcha abba, but have it be'aliba the chatana, but have it all consistent with one tanoic opinion, because we didn't say the Reisha is divrei Rabbeinu and the Seifa is divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We didn't say that. So therefore, it's all better to assume two different tamim over here. Amanash yishtok and amanash lo yimcha. But have it according to one Tana, Rav Yehuda would prefer that, Reish Lakish says, v'lo mokminon betray Tanoim, as opposed to making it two Tanoim over here, albeit ubechad taima. The first one's talking about al minash yishtok abba, and the second one's talking about al minash yishtok abba, but it's two different Tanoim, and therefore you have two different conclusions. We would prefer that it was, when you have an unnamed Mishnah, to say that it's one Tana, albeit that different parts of it have to be explained in different ways, al minash yishtok, al minash shelo yimcha, rather than saying it's two different Tanoim, talking about the same Tam. That is what Reish Lakish learned from Rav Yanai. That is teretz number one, how to understand the Mishnah. Rav Yosef Bar Ami gives us teretz number two. Omar, he says, li'olam chad taima. No, we're dealing with the same throughout. What is that same time throughout? Li'olam chad taima. Who? Umay al minas shiir tza'aba. What does the time is? What does it mean when it says on the condition that your father should want this kiddushin, shiir tza'aba? It means al minas shalo yimcha abba. But we give a time limit to it, that your father shouldn't protest, but he has to protest within 30 days of hearing it. So therefore, if the father protests within 30 days, so then the Kedushin is Achal. If he doesn't protest within 30 days, so then the Kedushin is Chal. Oh, now everything works out real well. Look in Rashi, Yudiba Mas, Umaya Manashi, Yutza Abishlo Yimcha, Ukishikava Zman Limcha also. When we give a set time, he has to protest within 30 days. So Hilkach, Ruotso Av, Sha'av Rushlo Shim Yom. The ratio of the Mishnah is talking about with 30 days of passing, and the father didn't protest. Below Micha. So, Harezu Mekudeshes. He's given up his chance to protest, and therefore the Kedushin Chal after 30 days. Lo Ratzah, if the father didn't want the Kedushin, the second part of the Mishnah, Shemicha Tosh Loshim Yom. He was protesting within the 30 days. Oh, the Kedushin Aron Chal. That's the first and second part of the Mishnah. First part Mekudeshes, second part is Ena Mekudeshes. The third part of the Mishnah, Mesa'av, B'soch shloshim, he dies within the 30 days. In that situation, mekudeshes, because he didn't protest till now, and Darminan, he certainly isn't going to protest, because he's now dead. So, man machi, how is he going to protest? He's dead. So therefore, mekudeshes, in the case of meis ha'av. And finally, in the case of meis ha'bein, if the child died, the chosin died over here, b'soch shloshim, it's within the 30 days. So we teach the father, melamdin ha'av, to go and protest. So therefore, everything could be understood according to this opinion of Rav Yosef Bar Ami, so therefore everything can be understood as one tam, and therefore it's one tana, and one tam, everything is good. Next Mishnah, Kidashti is biti. The father says to the world, I did accept Kiddush on behalf of my daughter, but Nebuch, the Eni Yodea, Lemi Kidashtia, I don't remember who I accepted the Kiddush from. Therefore, this girl's a Sofek Mikudeshes to every single person in the world that is able to marry, that the Kiddush will be chal for. This girl can't get married to anybody else. She'll never be able to get married to anybody else. She'll be again, seemingly, from every single person in the world. However, in this situation, Uba Echad, along comes one man, the Amr, and he says, Ani Kidashtiya, I was the one that gave you Kiddushin to marry your daughter, and therefore he is believed, Naman. Now, the more we'll explain, he's believed to go and divorce her, to give her a get. He's not believed to go and marry her. We'll see this more in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah continues, two people came along and said, I was the one that gave Kiddushin. The other one says, no, I was the one that gave Kiddushin. So in this situation, Shneem knows them get. We allow both of them to give a get. But here, the Imratzu, Echad Nosin get, the Echad Konis. Here we will allow one of them, the first one, to go and give a get, and then the second one can actually go and marry her. We'll assume that this woman is already a Gerusha from the first divorce that she got for the first person, and can go and marry the second person. The Gemara will explain why this is so, because it seems to be a contradiction. In the first situation, we said that we only believe the first person comes along to say a get. Here, we believe the second person to come along and actually go and marry him. So, Amar Rav. Rav tells us, when the Mishnah tells us, Naaman, the first person in the first case in the Mishnah, is believed to say, I was the one that was Mekadesh your daughter, so he's believed, but only Naaman liten get, the ein Naaman lichnos. He's not believed to say, okay, well, we're now a married couple, and we're going to go off and stay married. No, he's only believed to give her a get. He's not believed to go and say that I, in fact, want to live with her and marry her. Why is that? Naaman liten get, Rav says, we believe him to say that he was the one who married her, and therefore we believe him to give a get after this girl, because ain't adam chote v'lo lo. Because in this situation, he would be doing a terrible, terrible sin if he says, I was the one that married her, and now I'm divorcing her, and he wasn't the one that married her. So he would basically be matir and eshes ish to the next person that's going to marry her. Why would a person do that? He's not getting any benefit from it. Ain't adam chote v'lo lo. As Rashi says, b'dover she'enu nani menu. He's not getting any hanor from doing this. So he's going to be lahatir, ashes, ish, chinam. He's going to go and do a terrible aver over here of being matir, a woman who's really married, to go and now be considered a penuya to marry somebody else. There's no way he would do that unless he was really the one who was Makadisha. However, we don't let him go and marry her. They know nema lichnos, because even though we just said, ain't no dem chotiv lo lo, but ema yitzro tokvo, maybe he really didn't marry her, but he sees she's such a beautiful girl, and he says, this way I'll be able to marry her. She'll say yes to me. She might not have said yes to me otherwise, but this way she'll say yes to me, because she knows she's up the creek without a paddle, because she can't marry anybody else. So when I come along and say that I was the one that gave the Kiddushin, maybe it's only because Yitzro Tokfo, his desire to marry this woman, overcame what were the facts, and therefore we can't believe him to marry the girl. However, we do believe him to say, I will give her a get, that he was the one who was Makadisha. That's the opinion of Rav. Rav Asi disagrees. Rav Asi Omar, Af Nemon Lichnos, we even believe him to go and marry her. Again, we're not concerned that this man is lying. Rashi explains, in Dibra Masl, Af Nemon Lichnos, Delo Chotziv Lemei Malafnei Av, he wouldn't be so chutzpah to say in front of the father, who accepted the Kiddushin, but just doesn't remember who he accepted from, Shekiba la Kiddushin. No person would go up to the father and say, I was the one who was Kaddish's daughter, because even though the father doesn't remember exactly who was Kaddish's daughter, he is certainly going to be afraid, the person, to go and say in front of the father, the Mirsis, he's going to be afraid, Dilma Machishle, the father's going to say, what are you talking about? I may not remember who I gave it to, but it certainly wasn't you. The Yama Yadana, the Lav At, you obviously Kiddushin. The father might say, you absolutely aren't the one that I got the Kiddushin from. I don't remember who it was exactly, but I certainly know it's not you. So therefore, Rav Asi says, since he would have this mirsis, he would have this fear factor over here to do this, so therefore, af nemon lichnos. Rav didn't hold like that. Rav Asi holds like that. Furthermore, Ravasi, Umode Ravasi, Baomeris Niskadashti. But in the second case, where the woman was the one that accepted the Kedushin, the En Yodel Min Niskadashti, and she doesn't know. In that situation, she can't remember who she accepted the Kedushin from. And the guy comes along, Uboyachov Yomar Kedashtiya, in that situation, even Ravasi would be Mode, Shein Nemon Lichdos. Here, we wouldn't say that he's too afraid that the woman is going to deny it. And say, absolutely it wasn't you. Because in this situation, again, the woman's up the creek without a paddle. So she's stuck over here. She can't get married to anybody else. So if a guy is willing to come along and say, I was the one that did it, she's not going to go and deny it. She may say, okay, he's better than nothing. And she'll say, yeah, that was the guy. So therefore, with the father's not going to say that. But the daughter might say that. And therefore, in this situation, even Ravasi is molded to Rab, that we would allow him to give a get, but we wouldn't allow him to go and enter into marriage with her. Now the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ratsu, in the second case in our Mishnah, where two people came along and said, I was the one that was a Kaddishah. The other one said, no, I was the one that was Kaddishah. So in that situation, Echad Nosen Get, the first one gives a Get, and then the second one, the Echad Kones, the second one is allowed to go and marry her. Now, this seems to be like Rav Asi and not like Rav. Tiyufta the Rav. It seems to go against Rav. So Rav says, no. Amluch Rav, Rav would tell you, Shiny Hossam, the second part of the Mishnah is different because you have two people over there. The Kivan, the Ikor, Acher, Bahadeh, there are two people over here. One of them is definitely not telling the truth. As Rashi says, Shomer, Ani Kidashtia, Mirsis Meikara, Shema Yakir of Shechavero Kitcha, Velohu. Vahai Kushta Omar, Vukshinegdo, Shekichesh, Yore Likonsa, Venosin Get. So when the first person sees there's a second person coming along, says, uh-oh, the father's going to recognize the other guy as being the real husband, and he's going to know that I'm a faker. So therefore, in that situation, Kivan de'ika acher bade, since there's another person coming along, irtuse mirses, he's going to be afraid that the father is going to recognize him as not being the real one, and therefore, the first one can't go and take her in kedushin. He gives a get. But the second one, he's going to say, no, I'm the real person. This other guy gave her a get, but I'm the real person. He's not going to be afraid. And therefore, Rav says the second one in this situation can go and marry her. So it makes more sense to say that the one who's marrying her, he's the real one. He doesn't have that mirsis fact. He says, no, I'm really the one that gave the kedushin. He's not afraid that the father is going to say, no, you're not the one. Whereas the first person, he's somewhat afraid that the father still is going to expose him as being a shakran, a liar. And therefore, the second one can marry her, the first one can't. As Tosu says, the Dibra Matzu, Kivan, the Iko Chad Badei, the Afal Gav Dal Karchach, Iko Chad Minayu, the Mishak, you know, one of them is definitely a liar. Miu also shekichesh, the one that's lying, misyare lekonsa, he's too afraid to go and take her in marriage because he's afraid the father's going to say, hey, you're definitely not the chassan. And therefore, we believe him, the nosin get, that far we'll believe it, but he can't go and take her in. But the second one can go and take her in. So that's how Rab will get around the seeming stira between the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasi Ravasi, we have a Brisa that it seems to hold like Ravasi. The Brisa says, Kidashti is biti. If a man says, I was Makadish my daughter, however, of any Yudel Mi Kidashtiya, but I don't remember who it was, Uba Echod the Omar, and a person comes along and says, I was the one that was Makadishur, Kidashtiya, so then Af Nemon Lichnos. So the Brisa says exactly like Ravasi, that we believe the person to come along and not only give her a get, but we believe him even to go and marry her. Now, Brisa continues and says, Kinasa, if in fact he goes and marries her, and then another person comes along, Uva Acher V'Omer Ani Kidashtia. So after they're happily married for 2 months, another guy comes along and says, hey, I was the one that gave the Kedushin to the father. So then, we don't believe him. Lo Kol Heimenu Li Osra Olav. Once she's already married to the first guy, then the second guy has no power to go break it up. Brisa continues, Hoyisha Shomer Niskadashti Vino Deas Lemi Niskadashti. This is like the second case of the Mishnah. There was the woman who accepted the Kedusha, but she says, I don't know who I accepted the Kedusha from. Ubo Echov Yomar Nikidashti. And a person comes along and says, I was the one that was a Kaddishah, Nikidashti. So then in this situation, Einem Olichnos. Yes, we'll accept the get from him, but we won't allow him to get married because we're concerned. Here we're concerned that she's not going to be saying, hey, you're not the guy that I married. She's going to say, listen, I'm stuck. I'm up the creek without a paddle. And therefore, this person is going to go and be my husband. So therefore, she'll say, yeah, that was the guy that was going to kaddish me. So therefore, we don't allow that, even Ravasi is mother. And the Tana of this Brisa is, again, Tanya Kavase de Ravasi. Gemara asks the question, they ask the following question, the base medrash, Mahu liskol ayoda. If this person says that his daughter is married, the father says that his daughter is married, so if somebody then has relations with her, would we give her skila? Would we go and give her skila? She's an Aramu Rasa. So would we go and give her skila if she, we have witnesses that she did have relations with another man. How far do we believe the father? Do we go so far as to believe the father that he married off his daughter, that we now give his daughter Skila as a Nara Hamurasa, if in fact she had relations with somebody else, with Hasra, and with all the appropriate based in components? So Rav Amar ain't Soklin. Rav says, no way we give her Skila. But Rabasi Amar, yes, we believe this so much that Soklin, we would actually give her Skila in this situation. Now, Rav Amar ain't Soklin. Rav says, you don't give her Skila because ki hemne rachmon eliab, when the Torah gave the father belief to go and say that he married off his daughter, that's only Lisura, to go and prohibit her to go marry somebody else. However, liktala, to go and kill her, to give her Skila as an Ara Murasa, lo himne, the Torah didn't give him that power. Whereas Ravasi Amar, no, lekula, Milse himne rachmona la'ab. The Torah gave the father absolute authority to believe, including not only liyisura but also likatla, to go and kill her. Amar Vasi umodina b'omeris. However, I agree in the case of niskadashti, where the woman said that I accepted the marriage, but I don't know from who. Shane Soklin. In that situation, we don't give skila. So we obviously have to explain, why does Ravasi hold in the case where there's the father, we believe the father; in the case of the daughter, we don't believe the daughter that she should get skila as an Ara Murasa. So Ravasi himself says, oh, Ravasi, it seems to be incompatible to have these two teachings. Hani Shmaisa Didi, Miravson Igre. These two statements that I just made seem to be contradictory to each other. It seems that they would go and break the roof. Rashi says over here, Miravson Igre, Mishboros Gagin Valios, Klomar Karshos Lishomeyan, Shenam Mevin and Matamo. It seems to be totally incongruous to have the first case that we believe the father, and second case we don't believe the daughter. Because after all, hashta umab b'makom shimbal lichnos kones. In the first case, where the man comes along and says, I was the one that gave kedushin to your daughter, you accepted the kedushin from me, that we allow, according to Ravasi, him to go and marry her. So in that situation, we seem to be saying that the father's statement that I accept the kedushin is not so strong, because we're letting a guy come along and go and even marry her just by saying he was the one that gave the kedushin. Shimbolichnos kones, we allow him to go marry her. And in that situation, Amr Soklin, yet we say it's strong enough that we give skila to her as an Aramuras if she would have relations with somebody else. So certainly, Mokom, Shimbolichnos and kones, in the case where she says this kedushin, I don't know who, in that situation, we won't allow her to go and get married to the man. In other words, her belief in niskadashti is stronger than the father's niskadashti. So, ain't odin shesoklin. So, certainly, you should say in that situation that she should get skila. Again, what we're saying is Ravasi doesn't make sense to say in one situation she gets skila when seemingly the kedushin is not as strong, the father as opposed to her, and yet in the case of her, ain't odin shesoklin. So Ravasi says it seems to be contradictory, Velohi, but he says it's not contradictory, because law of him nirachwana, the Torah gave the father, as biti nasati lishzeh. So the father is believed from the Torah, and lidida lohimna, but however, the Torah didn't give her that same belief, that same power to go and asser herself to the point that she would get skila as a nara hamurasa. Where it continues and brings down the opinion of Rechista. Rechista Amar, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh, both in the case of where the father says, I accept the Kedushin on behalf of my daughter, I don't know who it was, or where the woman herself says, I accept the Kedushin on my behalf, but I don't know who I accepted it from. In both of these situations, if Rachman al-Islam, she is an Ara Murasa, and she goes and has relations with somebody, so ain't Soklin. Rechista also says that we do not give her skila in either of these two situations. For us, Rechista l'tanei, Rechista went according to a sheet that he expressed elsewhere. Then Rechista said, B'ni zeh, b'ntei shashon v'yom echad. If a father says, this is my son, he is 9 years old and one day. In other words, his relations are going to, in fact, be halachically considered relations. Before that, it's not considered relations. So, chas v'shalom, if an 8-year-old boy were to commit a znus, so certainly the 8-year-old boy is never punished, but the partner, the gedola, that he were to have znus with, so if she was an eishes ish, she would be chayv misa. So she does get misa if the child's bia is considered bia, but an 8-year-old child's bia is not considered bia, so therefore she doesn't get misa. But if he's 9 years old in one day, so then his bia is considered halachically bia. Or a man says about his daughter, biti zu, bas gimu shonim yom echad. She is 3 years on the one day, and her bia therefore is considered bia. Before that, it is not considered bia. So if chas v'shalom, a man were to have had relations with this girl, and she's more than 3 years on the one day, and that issa was an issa of misa, so then Basin would give the adult misa. The child, of course, would not get misa in either situation. They're not a bar das. However, their bia, if they're 9 years old and one day for a boy, or 3 years old and one day for a girl, is considered bia. And therefore, they would be believed nemon lekarbon if they had relations by accident, and they would have to go bring a carbon, so that there would be a carbon based upon this father's statement that his son was 9 years old one day, or the daughter was 3 years old one day. However, avol makos v'lo la'onshin, but not to get makis and not to get any sort of other punishment from Beis Din. So Rav Chisda tells us that the fathers believed only in regards to the bringing of a carbon, but he wouldn't be believed in regards to having the gadol or gadola who was involved in this relationship to get punished in any way. And in fact, the Braisa agrees with Rav Chisda. Tanya Kavasi, the Rav Chisda, the Braisa says exactly what Rav Chisda said. Bini Zeh ben Yud Gimel Shomer Yom Echad. If a man says, this is my son, he's my bar mitzvah boy, he is 13 years old in one day. Or this is my daughter, Biti, Zubas Yud Bei Shon of Yom Echad, she's bas mitzvah. So the father is believed to say that his son is bar mitzvah or his daughter is bas mitzvah. And we turn to Samach Tal Adam Aleph, Nemon L'Nedorim U'L'Charomim, that this child is considered that any nedarim that they made or any charemim that they made, so as Rashi says in the top Rashi on Sotal Amud Aleph, im hechrimu minichseim, if they gave a cherim of their nechasim, they sanctified the nechasim to be lebedek habayis, that's one interpretation of cherim, or it goes to the kohanim, so heavy cherim, it would be a valid cherim because they're a bardas, they're yud gimul shanim v'yom echad for the boy, or yud bei shanim v'yom echad for the girl. The kachim, so anything that they made is kachim. V'chein imamar erkiolai Nerach. And likewise, if they said, this is my Erech, Erech Yolai. So they would have to go and pay what their Erech is based upon their age and their gender. They are Gedolim in this regard because the father said so. So Nemel Ledarm Ulecharom. In addition, Lehek Deishos Ularochem. So this is what we just said, that they believed in terms of being Makdi something. And likewise, as I just brought down from the Rashi, if they were to say Erech Yolai, so they are believed to go and have to pay what their erech is. However, the Braisa says exactly like Rav Chisda did. So avolo lemakos ulonshim. But in regards to believing the father to say that the child should be now considered a gadol or a gedola, so that the father isn't believed to say, and they wouldn't get makis, or they wouldn't get various other types of onshim from Beis Din based upon the father's statement that they are in fact a bar or bas mitzvah. As Rashi says in Dira Maschil, Avo lo lemakos lahachzik saroseyin b'cheska simon lilkos ulhanish, that they have a physiological maturity, the shtei saros in the pubic area, so the father's testimony is not enough to state that they are gedolim. One could possibly suggest that these saros are in fact just shuma, they're just from a warty type of a growth, and in fact they don't represent godless, and therefore the father is not believed in terms of malchus and other onshim from Beis Din. With this we conclude today's shiur.